I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Yeah, getting started with the next hour. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean. Our professor is the only, and thank God he's the only one, Rick Plum. He's here standing by, as always, to answer your money questions. I got a whole bunch of topics on the table, including, by the way, the stuff we didn't really get to finish up last hour. We did talk in general terms about lifetime income, but we really didn't get into some of the details of it. And I think the details are what's important. So we're going to talk about this. What sort of lifetime income should you have? How can you get it? Why does it help? How do you create it? All that stuff. So we'll get into that here, at least for this particular segment. Anything else that you might want to talk about? You're free to do so. Your emails, your phone calls, those are coming up. You want to keep it right here for the best in money information as we cover what you need to know about your money and your money strategies. Now, emails, you can send those to us here in the studio, wealthed.com, our website. You just click on the Find Your Answer link, wealthed.com. We do take phone calls first on the show, though, so if you need your question answered right away, how do you get in touch with us? It is 877-PLANNER. That's our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. And that's what we do on the show, is we plan, of course. You can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air. Hey, whenever the mood might strike you, the number, Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. You know this by now. You need a personalized bucket strategy. You need one that's designed with your goals in mind, your unique goals. You can call Professor Rick Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, the off-air number. You can schedule an appointment with a Brain Trust advisor. Oh, and by the way, get yourself a bucket strategy. Once again, the number off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, most importantly, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, so we talked in general terms, Professor Plum. I don't know if everybody heard it. It was an hour or so ago about lifetime income, why it's important. It builds a foundation.
Who needs it?
Exactly. Some of the pressure off of your portfolio. There are some people who have enough in pensions, Social Security, whatever, where they don't have to worry about the rest of their portfolio.
Now, you made the comment it takes the pressure off the portfolio. And I'm going to say it actually takes the pressure off of you. The portfolio can now do what it does, and let it grow a little bit better when you know that you don't have to freak out about the movements, usually negative movements that freak you out, in the market. So it takes the pressure off of you of having to pick the best investment and pick the high point to sell, the low point to buy, you know, the get in, get out, you know, when should I, when should I not, all these types of issues. If you've got enough income coming in from other sources, you don't have to worry as much about what the market is doing right now.
Right. But there are people who do have to worry about it. And what they do is they look at their Social Security. They look at perhaps how much they have in pensions. And they'll say, hey, you know, I've got, I'll throw out a number, I don't know, between Social Security and maybe a pension, maybe not, I got, call it, 30 grand coming in or something.
Okay.
And so they say, but the problem is I need, call it, $50,000.
The bills are 4 grand a month. Not $2,500 a month.
Right, and so I need that $48,000, $50,000, and so I'm short. So they look at their portfolio and they say, well, how much do I have saved? Well, you know, I got maybe a couple hundred grand, 300 grand. How much can you get out of that? Oh, well, that's really only, you know, probably, what, 15?
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's about, let's just say it's not going to be enough. So maybe you're just a little bit short, or maybe you're a lot short. Either way, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of time. So what can you do? There are certain things that you can do I used an example where it's not going to be enough, but maybe you're just a little bit short.
Well, the idea is we want to be able to create that income. Now, to have these kinds of options, you do have to do some work ahead of time. You have to save some money. That's where 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, the personal savings accounts, automatic building. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Their son is making good money right now, and they want to start an automatic savings program so that he doesn't have to think about it. It happens automatically because that tends to be the best way to save money. But once you get out towards, now the son was only 30 years old. He's hoping to retire relatively early by saving $3,000-$5,000 a month. Like I said, he was doing very well. But so he doesn't have to worry about lifetime income, but 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when he gets closer to that 60, 65 age group, once he's built up the portfolio, now what may be a way to invest and to create guaranteed income? In his current position, he doesn't have a pension. He's not expecting to ever be in a position where he has a pension. He will have Social Security. Yes, he's young, but he'll be having Social Security. So how does somebody who has done a good job saving some money take some of the pressure off of themselves, off their portfolio potentially, to be able to create guaranteed income? Now, there's only one type of investment that offers guaranteed income for life. Guaranteed income for life. There are some that purport to create stable income, and there are some that create very nice stable income. But there's only one set of products that creates guaranteed income. And some people do not like the term. It's an annuity of some type. Some people hate annuities. No matter what, they hate annuities. And I've talked to some people that said, they said, don't even talk to me about annuity. Okay, so here, how about this product that gives you a guarantee of this amount of money, lets you have control over the assets, you know, it'll be a, you know, this, that, and the other thing. That sounds great. I like that. Okay, that's an annuity. I hate annuities. But yeah, it's everything you want it. So one of the ways to look at it is it doing what you want it to do? I mean, frankly, I don't like CDs because they don't earn very much. But for the right purpose, they do a great job for security, safety, short-term needs. They are a great investment tool for the right application.
Why are they saying they hate them so much?
Well, partly because they've been mismarketed for a long time, partly because some of them have been missold forever, and they're misunderstood. People put the term annuity and say, I hate all annuities. They don't even know what annuities are and how they work, but they hate the term because so many people, unfortunately, have missold them. And they're not for everybody. They are definitely not for everybody. Most of the time I hear people saying I hate them is because they hate the fees involved. True, some annuities do have fees. But most of the time, you can find other types of products that don't have fees and do similar issues. So you have to understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. Now on the other side, if you want something that has a guarantee, you have to pay something for that guarantee. That guarantee comes in the form of maybe a lower return potential or a cost. There is nothing that gives you guarantees for free. CDs have guarantees, and there are no specific overt fees, but you basically pay for that guarantee by accepting a very low rate of return. That's the give back. You want the guarantee, you got to pay for it somehow, either in a return or a fee. There's different ways to get the guarantee, and there's basically two main products for creating guaranteed income. One is the old-fashioned immediate annuity, where you give the insurance company a lump sum of cash, and they promise to pay you a specific dollar amount every month for the rest of your life, and maybe the rest of your spouse's life if you buy it that way. And in historical terms, those have worked very well. In today's interest rate environment, they don't work all that well because the rate of return is pretty dismal. And in fact, where we used to use them in the 90s and in the early 2000s, over shorter periods of time, what we call term certains, and we were able to get 3-4% rates of return over 6-8 year periods of time. Now you're not even getting positive returns over 5 years. So that's, they don't work as well as they used to. But for older individuals, and I'm talking late 70s, maybe even 80s, they can work very well because they create a very high cash flow. The problem is they don't leave much for heirs, if anything. And that's what a lot of people don't like to see. So years ago, the insurance companies created another type of annuity. They actually put a rider onto a deferred annuity.
And that's just an add-on, is all a rider is.
It's just it's a guarantee that if the cash value of the deferred annuity that you're taking a systematic withdrawal from, if the cash value ever goes to zero, the insurance company will stand behind the payment. Now, you have to live up to their side of the bargain. You can't take more than X dollar amount out each year. That X dollar amount is calculated by some formula off of some hypothetical accounting number called an income base. So it's just a matter of what am I getting for what I'm paying. But if in our, well, in our last hour, we talked to a gentleman who had a pension option. The pension option was only going to pay him a, basically a distribution of 4.8%. He put in $300,000. He got out $14,400 a year. That's 4.8%. You can do the same thing with an annuity and get $15,000 a year. It's not a huge number better, but in the meantime, you still have the cash value invested. You still have access to the cash value if you ever want it. It still has some potential earnings on it, either through an interest rate environment or through a market investment environment.
And what about for heirs?
And whatever is left in the cash value, it goes to the heirs when they die, if there's anything left in the cash value. Now, if you deplete it all, same thing with the pension he was dealing with. If you deplete it, you know, there's nothing for the heirs. So, and if you live a really, really, really long time, there probably won't be anything left for the heirs. But you got your money out of it, plus a decent rate of return.
Yeah, you got your money. And what happened
and
is
you got peace of mind.
There's it.
Knowing
is. Yeah, exactly.
Every month on the same day or on about the same day, you got that check. And so as long as you have that check, your Social Security check, maybe a pension check, and you can cover all your fixed daily living needs, the rest of it's gravy.
Exactly. There are people who look at their portfolio and they say, I know this is going to last until such and such a date. And they put an X on the calendar and they're saying, oh, man,
I got problems on that date.
I'm going to have problems because I'm going to run out of money. Well, you can get rid of that X on that date if you know that even if your cash value runs out, the insurance company is going to go into their own coffers and keep paying you. And they're guaranteeing that payment. All right, we got more to say about this. If you have questions, comments, or whatever on any of these topics, you give us a call. We got room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Got to take a break. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide Plank Solid Antique Oak is an amazing $199. Solid Hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Answering your money questions, 877-PLANNER, right here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing, talking about all manner of money, saving, investing, and retirement as well. You need to make sure you can get from here to there. Can I say safely? I almost said safely, but relatively safely, all right? And that's the way to do it. You need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. We talk about that here on this program. We were saying before the break, once again, 877-PLANNER is our number. Before the break, guaranteed income comes in really in the form of an annuity.
Right.
Which is a
pension annuity, the annuity from Social Security.
Right.
Or one you go out and buy yourself.
So you have said before, and I think you even said it this past segment, that they were missold and that the claims... First of all, what are the claims that are being made throughout different parts of the country, certainly, about annuities, trying to get everyone saying that they solve everyone's problems?
They talk about how they have 7 or 8% guaranteed returns. No, they don't. They can give you market-like returns or a guaranteed 5, 6, 7%, whichever is better. No, they don't. They make these claims that they are just these great things. Now, are they horrible? No, they're not horrible, but they're also, I mean, let's be realistic about things. Nothing is giving you a guarantee 7 or 8% right now. Not in today's world, not with the economic environment we have, the interest rates and things of that nature. And the way they do it is they mask some of the words. Some of them just flat out lie, but some of them just mask the wording to make you believe something that's different from what they're actually saying. A 7 or 8% guaranteed increase. Okay?
That sounds to somebody like a 7 8% rate of return I'm giving. I put 100 grand into this and I'm making a 7 to 8% rate of return every year.
But that's not happening. It's not. It's a 7 or 8% increase on an income base, a hypothetical number, that is used to determine how much you can withdraw from your own cash, the dollar amount you can withdraw from your own cash, and if that cash ever goes to zero, the insurance company will stand behind it and say, we'll keep sending you that payment. The payout, they talk about payouts like they're guarantees. 6% guaranteed return. A 6% payout is different than a 6% guaranteed return. If somebody gives me $100,000 and I were to guarantee to give them $6,000 a year, that's the only thing I'm guaranteeing, that I'll give them $6,000 a year. How much their return is depends on how long they live. If they live, 18 years, they've basically gotten back their $100,000. And if they die at that point and there's nothing left over, they didn't earn any money. Now, if they live to be 127, that's a pretty good rate of return. It gets closer. The longer you live, the closer it'll get close up to that 5 or 6% payout rate. It'll never actually reach the payout rate. But unless they promise and guarantee to give me back my principal at the end of the payout period, that's not a 6% guarantee. Now, most payout annuities right now are in the 5% range. Much easier to do the math on that one, too. So if you put in $100,000, start the payout right away, you get $5,000 a year for as long as you live, potentially as long as you and your spouse live.
Yeah, and that after 20 years, you're just getting your own money back.
Right. And so as long as you, but there's also a cash value component to many of these. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what the real rate of return is until you see how much you've gotten in payouts and what's left over, if anything, when you die. So if there's $50,000 left over when you die out of that you know, put $100,000 in, get my $5,000 a year and still have $50,000 left over, yeah, you got a 3 or 4% rate of return. But it's not just the rate of return that makes these types of products attractive. In fact, the rate of return is not the most attractive in the world. It's the peace of mind that it buys. It's the ability to know that no matter what happens, come heck or high water, I have an income. I will not be poor. That income plus my Social Security income means I can live, I can be comfortable. I may not be a jet setter, but I'm okay.
Do you think, is it hard for some people to take a chunk of their portfolio, you know, say $100,000 or $200,000, and just turn it over to an insurance company and then expect some pieces of it to come back in dribs and drabs, regular, of course, guaranteed by the insurance company? Is it tough for people to do that? You know, I mean, what you're essentially doing is you're buying a pension.
You're buying a pension
in many cases, and that's a lot of money. Some people say, "Well, that's $200,000. I don't have access now to that $200,000. It's gone."
It depends on what they value more. Do they value that income? There are people that will buy incomes where there is no return really on them, because the income is just so important. They don't care about the return. They don't even think about the return. Mm-hmm. You know, a big number like $200,000, $100,000, that doesn't mean anything. They don't know how to spend that, but they know how to spend $1,000 a month.
Yeah,
or whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. And so that means something to them, and they're willing to. That's the most important part. The other side, some people are like, well, that I've got to live, you know, they're maybe more analytical there's difference. People are different, and so some people see the value in the income, some people only see value in return. Now, insurance companies have gotten pretty smart, and insurance companies are here to help you. Well, they're here to make money. And so what they've done is they've created these wonderful marketing concepts that the income base automatically goes up every year, even if your cash value doesn't. Maybe the cash value only grows by 1% or 2% or 3%, but the income base, which is a fictional accounting number, it's not real, you can't cash it in, it's only used to determine the payout number, the income base goes up at 6, 7, 8, I've seen 10%. But the
and which so what means ha- I'm sorry, which means that you're getting a little bit more income,
which means right? that I have the ability to draw a higher amount of cash every year at some point in the future. And if the cash value that I'm drawing it from ever goes to zero, the insurance company stands behind that higher number. But they've made it seem like this is a number that you can count on, and so you should defer. Keep letting that income base grow, because we all like to look at our statements and see a number get larger every time we look at our statement. And the larger the number gets, the better we feel. And so we tend to continue to let that grow well past 70, 75, 80. And the insurance company knows the longer they can get you to watch that hypothetical number grow, the less they're ever going to have to pay out of their pocket. Because if you continue to let that grow until you're 80, 85, 90, how many years do you have a payout coming to you? Once you do start the income.
Now, the payout will be higher than it was, but it's not going to be...
It's not going to be 20%.
A case of where you're going to have all your money back within 5 years.
It's not happening.
And the insurance company is going to start digging into their pockets. It doesn't work that way.
And so that's really why they added a lot of these escalators, is to have people postpone. So the sweet spot to start taking an income from these systematic withdrawal annuities is the 65 to 70-year range. Once you get over 70, you're... And you also need to have longevity to make these really work in your favor. If you don't expect to live past age 75, they don't do that good a job. But if you expect some longevity and you want to have that guaranteed income, these work very well. And even though they may not be the highest rate of return, come on, you're buying a guarantee. You can't expect a super high rate of return. That's like somebody calls in or somebody talks to us and says, I want a high rate of return. I want guarantees. I want tax-free. I want no risk. Well, you can't have it all. If you want guarantees, you have to accept a little lower rate of return. And that's where they work really well.
Yes, they do. In fact, in some cases, you can do better than just taking a 4% withdrawal out of your portfolio. In some cases, depending on rates of return, these particular products can generate a higher and guaranteed income. Okay, 877-PLANNER, emails, and more of your phone calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Bucket Strategy Investing, that's the show. Johnny Dean, Professor Plum, the host, the Brain Trust, standing by to talk to you about your money, answer your money questions, and do our best to help you get from here to there when it comes to retirement. And speaking of retirement, there's going to be more advice being doled out, and it's not that far away. It is this Saturday, the next, possibly last one of the spring season. The travel season, April 30th, this Saturday in Santa Clara, California. You're listening anywhere in the Bay Area of California, San Francisco, surrounding areas. Come on over out down into Santa Clara this Saturday and join the Brain Trust. There'll be room for you. You go to wealthed.com, our website, to sign up. It's, of course, free. Just bring your money questions and be prepared to learn all about retirement income strategies. There are some solutions provided, potential solutions for you. Professor Plum will be there in person. You can meet him and meet John Ellis, our local Brain Trust Lucia Capital Group advisor there in Santa Clara, California. It'll be a lot of fun. I can almost guarantee that, and you can learn something too. Bring your money questions, but don't bring your money. It's all free. Go to wealthed.com and sign up. Just tell us how many you're going to be there, and we will make room for you at the workshop. Wealthed.com this Saturday, Santa Clara, California. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails at that aforementioned website, wealthed.com. Let's see. Dan in Arvada, Colorado, with an email. My wife is a retired county employee with a retirement of $7,000 per month.
Oh, Dan did well.
That's excellent. When I take my Social Security in November, will she be ineligible for spousal benefits because of the amount and source of her retirement? We don't have any numbers to deal with other than the $7,000.
Well, and that's a big enough number to deal with, because assuming she did not pay into Social Security while she was working for the county, she's not going to get a dime of spousal or survivor benefit from your work record with Social Security. What you're subject to, or your wife is going to be subject to, the government pension offset. And so what they're going to do is they're going to reduce any spousal benefit or ultimately survivor benefit that she would be eligible for from your work record with Social Security by an amount equal to 2/3 of her pension. 2/3 of her pension is a lot more than any Social Security benefit is going to be. You know, 2/3 of 7,000 bucks, what is that? You know, 4667 or something?
Well, 2/3 of 6 is 4,000, so 2/3 of 7 is about 5,500, right? No, it's less than that.
4667.
Like you said.
Yeah.
I agree. I concur, doctor.
And in today's world, there is no Social Security benefit of 4667. I don't care if you're the highest wage earner going and you wait until age 70 to take it, it is not $4,600. So a $7,000 pension from work not covered by Social Security is going to wipe out any Social Security benefit that you will ever get from your work record. Sorry.
On the other hand, you have a nice $7,000 pension. And the reason...
With the county, it probably has a cost of living allowance too.
Well, it probably does. And the reason, of course, that it is affected by this is because you did not pay the premiums, as they call it, the FICA tax that's required to collect a Social Security benefit.
But a non-working spouse doesn't pay the premiums either. And a non-working spouse without a pension would be eligible. Never paid a dime into Social Security, never went to work in there. That non-working spouse would be eligible for a Social Security spousal retirement benefit and a survivor benefit. So that's only part of the reasons why this individual, this lady, will not get a pension. And the whole reason is they don't think it's fair.
I knew you were going to say fair. I knew you were going to throw the word fair in there. And that's why. And this is what gets me about it. I have less of an issue with this, I suppose. No, I don't. No, I'm consistent across the board. I don't like the WEP. I don't like the government pension offset.
And it all comes down to the idea that Social Security is supposed to be a replacement of income, and it is skewed to the lower wage earning individual.
Fine.
Having a $7,000 a month pension in Social Security's eyes, Congress's eyes, is not a low wage earning person. So they don't need the money as much as somebody who doesn't have a pension. It's their choice to determine what you need and what you don't need.
Yeah, this from people who go out and make speeches at 200 grand a pop.
Or more.
You know, they don't need that income, do they? I suggest that they should have to give that back.
Well, this whole thing about taking away the restricted application and this violence.
Yes, exactly. There's another good
idea. It's all about they felt that we were able to get more from Social Security than they, Congress, felt we were entitled to. So it's all about what they think is fair.
In spite of the fact that they thought we were entitled to it for a good 15 years or so.
It was.
While we did do that. It was put into the whole restricted application was allowed to exist because of the laws that were written by Congress.
Right, and those laws came into effect in 2000.
Yeah, so for 15 years, 16 years of...
Yeah, we didn't have it forever. Those types of rules...
No.
Because the retirement earnings test used to go all the way out to age 70.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some other issues, that, they changed... And I guess this is one of those unintended consequences areas where, Congress passes a law, but they don't... In some cases, they don't even know how it actually works. And then they see, that changed the way people did that.
I guarantee you ask any member of Congress, virtually any member of Congress, how Social Security works. Ask them some of the questions that our viewers and our listeners know because they watch and listen to this program. Ask them, the people who make the laws, I can virtually guarantee you they won't have any idea.
Right.
They don't know.
Heck. How many times have we heard people calling Social Security
okay.
and asking how it works?
But Social Security knows more. Exactly. Okay. So there you go. Let's get to Carol in Oregon. I listened this week regarding the Fidelity and American Fund study of returns of active versus passive funds. This was actually a week ago. I reviewed the Fidelity 2015 study. The conclusion was that there was a 21 basis point difference between the two using either one or two filters over the study period.
The 21 basis point advantage went to the active management
yes.
of a certain filtered set of mutual funds in the large cap domestic area.
And what that means is that they use certain parameters to get rid of certain funds that they're not going to use. Okay, I have two questions. Do you really think 21 basis points is enough to make this point? We'll explain what she's talking about in a sec. She says, I expected more significant difference based on his remarks. My second question, why are small caps or international large caps seen as less efficient than U.S. large caps? How is efficiency defined? Thanks for your response. Okay, a little bit of a technical email here, Professor Plum.
Right.
Let's see if we can just nutshell this for our viewers and listeners.
Well, the first question is... is 21 basis points, 0.21%, a big enough issue to show that active management is better? Well, frankly, if I have somebody helping me with my strategy, helping me with my portfolio, that 21 and getting a better rate of return using active funds in this particular study, yeah, that's enough to make a swing. And it's, as I mentioned, it's the large cap domestic, the most efficient use of information that we have going for us. Now, what do we mean by efficiency? Efficiency is the spread of information, the ability for everybody to have the same information to be able to analyze and try to make decisions from. With large cap U.S. domestic stocks, the information is very quickly disseminated. Everybody, almost everybody that wants it, has the same information at this very same moment. It's very hard to find out something about a company that nobody else knows about, that people don't realize or don't have that same information. The efficiency deals with how quickly information is spread. When you get to the international markets or the smaller company markets, information is not as readily available. It's not shared as quickly. And so active managers can actually, find find an anomaly in a stock or in a sector much easier than they can
right.
in the U.S. market.
And that's how they're able to, that's where the value of an active manager can come through, because they have to be able to find these things,
right.
these Easter eggs.
But the studies also showed that the ability for active managers or passive management to outperform one or the other is cyclical in nature. There are times where active management does outperform, especially if you use some of these parameters, these filters that they talked about. And there are times that no matter what happens, the indexes are going to outperform. Passive management outperforms. Passive investing is just buying an index, buying a computer-generated list of stocks that are based on an index and either capitalization-weighted or, you know, stock-weighted, however they want to do it. But it's just basically letting a computer tell you and holding those individual stocks. You're basically buying the market in that sector or buying the market in that area.
And you're supposedly, in theory, just letting it happen, do what it does.
And as a passive investor in indexes, you will never beat the index because the index is an unmanaged free, you know, but you can't buy the index. You have to buy a fund, which has some costs involved. They're very small, but you're never going to beat the market. You're just going to be right near what the market does. Active management says, okay, instead of buying the S&P 500, I'm going to buy these 100 stocks of these 500, and I'm going to try to get away from the ones that we look like they may not do as well, and load up more on ones that look like they have a better chance. They're buying and selling, you know, on a different discipline, and they're not just buying and holding. So at times, passive management does win, no question. At times, active management wins, again, no question.
So having a combination of the two, we believe, is the most efficient way to do it.
But you're still managing the overall allocation.
That's it, exactly. Okay, 877-PLANNER, calls and emails when we come back. Don't go away.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are
standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
201, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
The good version here.
Yep.
I'm getting booze from the peanut gallery back there. Oh, this is much better than the original. I'm sorry.
The original was good. We're not taking anything away from the original.
No, it's not. Well, I am a little. Yeah, this is just a lot better. And I think it has to do with the fact that this is the first version of the song I heard. I hadn't heard the original Steve Winwood until afterwards, right. And I understand that he wrote it, and it's you know, Blues Brothers was...
Covered it.
Yeah, but I still prefer the cover. I'm sorry.
Jake and Elwood.
Yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We got a little bit of room on the phones and not a whole lot of time to get to you. If you need the Brain Trust, well, we'll tell you more about that. If you want to... get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air, you can reach them at Lucia Capital Group. I'll give you that number in just a second. Now, I want to mention that coming up tomorrow on this program, we're going to be discussing required minimum distributions, RMDs, required minimum distributions. And there are a lot of strategies associated with RMDs. When we're talking about this, we're talking about folks who are 70 and a half. Once you reach age 70 and a half, maybe you knew, maybe you didn't, you need to start taking money out of your retirement plans. 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s, IRAs, traditional IRAs. There are required minimum distributions for the owners of those IRAs.
Roth IRAs for beneficiaries.
Well, that's what I say. For the owners, there is no, but I'd say for traditional IRAs, yeah. For the owners, yeah. Roth IRAs, too, if you are a beneficiary, a non-spouse beneficiary. So there are strategies that you should employ when you're talking about RMDs. If you have too high of a required minimum distribution, the problem here is, of course, it's required. It could put you into a much higher tax bracket or put into the next tax bracket.
And the penalty is onerous.
It's not good. It's a penalty for which? For not
penalty
taking
for not taking the RMD.
Oh, right, right. It's 50% of what you should have taken out.
That gets ugly quick. And you still have to take the money out at some point and pay taxes on it.
Right. So if you had a $4,000 required minimum distribution and you forgot to take it, you didn't take it, whatever.
They catch you.
Well, that's it, which I think they will. The penalty is, and you didn't take any of it, the penalty is $2,000 right there. Just a penalty. You lose it.
And you still will have to take the $4,000 out at some point and pay taxes on it. You know, that's the way it works.
When you pay that $2,000 penalty, is that do you have to pay taxes on that $2,000 and then?
No, it's just a penalty. It goes on the bottom of your tax return. If you're
it's a post-tax penalty.
If you were supposed to get $1,000 in a refund, but you had that $2,000 penalty,
now
you owe them $1,000.
Yeah.
And you still have the money in the IRA that you're going to pay taxes on at some point.
Exactly. So strategies with required minimum distributions, that's coming up on this program tomorrow. Okay. Our phone number, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Normally we do some trivia here, and I'm just going to throw one or two out and just see what you think. Random stuff. I like to do this from time to time. According to BTN Research, Professor Plum, the top performing individual stock in the S&P 500 in 2015 gained 134.4%.
Sounds pretty nice.
That's not bad. That same stock through, let's see, through last April. Friday, that same stock is down 16.3% year to date.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound so bad. If I could be up 130-something and only down 16, I'm still doing okay. The problem is people don't get into it until they see that it's up 138%.
Well, and I'm sure that's...
And then they get into it and
I'm sure that's what happened. Now, if you're up 134, that 16.3% is 16.3% of that 134%. So if you started at zero, you gained 134, then when you lost 16, you lost 16% of that higher number. Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. So it's not like it's not like you say, well, okay, so I lost 16%, but I'm only down, you know, I'm still up 118%. You really aren't. That's not how that works. You doing the math for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
that's all right.
It's not worth it.
Okay, it's not. Now, the worst performing individual stock in the S&P 500 in 2015 was down 77%.
That's pretty ugly. I mean, that's going from 10 bucks down to like $2 or
that's
$2.50.
That's really ugly. That same stock is up 45.6% year to date. Now, of course, that does not
doesn't get you back to anywhere
that
near
that you were even at the because it, well, here we go again. This is what blows a lot of people away. Okay,
so it's down 74,
77%. Right.
Okay.
So you started at $10 a share.
Went down to 230.
It went down to $2.30. Now, we are up 45.6%.
Okay.
So what are we at?
So if you started with 100, you went down to 23, you're back up to 33, almost 33.5.
33.5. And so you say, well, wait a minute. I'm up 46%, and yet from...
Well, if you drop 75%, you've got to do a triple. You know, you've got to do a 300% return to get back to even. That's math.
Yes. That's, so the fact that it's up 45%, you might there
that's
are
people a nice
who
return.
Would say, "Well, hey, you know, I'm all right. I'm still down, you know, 32% for the year." No, you're not.
No, not at all.
No, you're not. You're still down about a little less than 70% from your high. So just keep that in mind. And people are, you know, we've done those in the past. We've done those illustrations.
Right.
And it
usually
always,
with not such extreme examples.
No, but you don't have to use an extreme example. You can say that if you're down
25,
if you're down 25%, what does it take to get back to? It takes a 33% rate of return to get back to even.
Yep, and that's not all that easy to come by. So, but that's some of the marketing tricks too. They'll say, look, over the last 2 years, we have an average return of, you know, 7%. Because you went down 25, you went up 13, you know, it's about a 6.5%. Average if you add the two together and divide by two. But that doesn't mean you're back to even. I mean, that just gets you back to even. You actually just got zero return. Because compounding one way versus the other way, it
right.
doesn't just average out nicely.
Which is why we talk about the fact that protecting yourself on the downside, if you can at all, protecting yourself on the downside can help you. The best way to win is to keep from losing. That's really where that comes from, right?
Right, and some of these new structured products do a good job of that.
Yes, they do. If the rest of the world is down, say, 12%,
and you're only down 2.
And you're only down 2, you've only got to make up, what is it?
2.5.
2.5% to get back to even. The rest of them have to make up something greater. I think it's around 15 or 16% when you're down 12%. You can do the math really quickly and tell me if I'm correct or not. If we're down 12?
Well, I didn't do 12. I was doing the other one. It's only 2.05%.
Okay, 2.05. But even so, I mean, it's...
So down 12, huh?
If you're down 12 very quickly?
Really quickly. We're running out of it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
TikTok.
It.
Okay, forget it. We'll have that answer for you tomorrow. He's going to have it for you now. All right, in the meantime, what is it?
It's not working.
It's not working. Dang.
Operator error.
Okay.
I can't work under pressure.
All right. Well, you can talk to them off the air about any of this stuff or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group by giving them a call at their off-air number. It's 800-644-1150. They'll be able to do the math for you. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.